A new study released today says people living in the South are not confronting their poor health. The study titled A Fragile Nation in Poor Health finds that only 1 in 20 people in the southern states admit they are in poor health. The study was funded by Televox Software, an Alabama-based firm that markets communications products to the healthcare industry. CEO Scott Zimmerman says respondents seek to have more coaching and hand-holding from their doctor in order to improve their health.
Patients are saying, hey, we need more support and collaboration. We need support in between office visits. And that's the big disconnect, right? The healthcare professionals are overburdened. They are frustrated, but they look at providing the support patients need as undoable because they don't have the capacity to perform that work.
Zimmerman says of the physicians surveyed, the number one frustration was patients not following through on doctor's orders. But he says when a doctor's visit ends with a prescription pad, that can be the deal breaker for someone who can't afford new medicine.
A lot of times we don't communicate our financial situation to our healthcare providers, and so that can obviously create a problem because there are some things that could be recommended from a treatment protocol perspective that are not very expensive. But many times we find people reaching for the prescription pads and people can't follow through.
Zimmerman says the study found that an overwhelming number of people living in the South admit they don't follow treatment plans prescribed by their doctor. The survey used an email invitation and an online format with several thousand people responding.